Good morning. Peace be with you. Thank you. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, a surreal moment that allows us to know that something has taken place that we really truly can't grasp. We can't even grasp it with our senses, and it really magnifies the reality that it is an act of God. And that's what we celebrate today, the Epiphany, symbolized and highlighted by the visit of the Magi. Bishop Robert Barron says that these Magi, who saw this beautiful, incredible star in the sky, knew that not just another king was born, but the greatest king that would ever be born, not to a single people or nation, but for all of history. So when we celebrate this, the Epiphany, what we truly are celebrating is the single most important act in human history. That God dwelt among his people. And the gifts that the kings bring symbolize that reality to us. Help us to try in that surreal moment, that epiphany, to understand a little more. That the gift of gold is the most precious of all golds given to the King of Kings. If you will, the King of Truth. That every word he speaks is, as if you will, golden, pure, and most precious. The gift of frankincense is offered to this child because he becomes the eternal high priest. How beautiful that is to think. That priest always is the bridge between the people and God. His job is to bring them to God through sacrifice. But he who comes to be the eternal priest is God. And the sacrifice he offers is himself. And what does frankincense or incense do to us? It awakens all of our senses to know that we are in the presence of God. Not only in the presence of God, but who became like us. St. John's Gospel begins, "In the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the Word took on flesh and dwelt among us. Became like us, so what? That we can become like him." And then the gift of myrrh was often given at the birth of a king, which seems to be a strange gift, for it is used in the time of burial. But it was to show that whoever this was, this person of greatness was born, that at the end of their lives, they would leave a great legacy. They would be remembered for the things that they had done. But this, given to Jesus, not only would mark what all the wonderful things he would do and reveal to us in his earthly life, but what was to follow for me and for you and for all. Because he not only would die for sin, he would conquer it in his resurrection in a new life. So yes, today we try to grasp all these wonderful realities. And when we do, we want to be changed by it. We don't want to just think of it as a happening in time and space. But if it is the greatest event that has ever taken place in human history, how do we respond to it? And that is what our mission is going to be, is how do we respond to this great epiphany? First, I would like to challenge you in a mission today, not to be a mission for this week, but I want this to be our mission for the whole year. If you will, a New Year's resolution. So if you've made any New Year's resolutions to this point, I absolve you of them. That is, if you haven't already absolved yourself of them. It is the 7th of January. Yeah. But let us make this our mission. That we never leave here without returning by another route. Let us not just go here and leave and go back to our lives, The Magi went home by another route. And what did that mean? It meant they had to go in an uncomfortable way, but in a challenging way where they would have to tell people what they saw. Not the people they were familiar with, but others. The hearer of this great message. And secondly, in order to do that, let us ask for a mission that we are changed. That he enlightens our minds, purifies our hearts, and sanctifies our souls. For that is what the three gifts represent. Wisdom of truth and knowledge and understanding that comes from the Holy Spirit, the gift of gold. Our hearts, purity of heart means we have one focus, and that focus is the action of our lives. And that is what the frankincense reminds us, that every act we do raises us to God through the gifts of the Holy Spirit of courage, so that we can always do what is right in judgment. And finally, to ask God to sanctify our souls. When we think of the myrrh that he came to die, our souls never die. They are a part of what lives and goes on even after the death of Christ in the resurrection. So let us use our prayer for that, of awe and wonder and reverence, in order that we may be sanctified and prepared to receive the fullness of his kingdom. So when you come forward to receive Eucharist, can you even imagine what you're doing? That you are going to be holding within your hand the very greatest act of human history, the King of Kings. He humbled himself so much that he hides in bread, and he's vulnerable to you and what you will do with that when you receive him. If that is not an epiphany, if that's not enough to want us to change, then I don't know what else he can do for us. So when you receive him, ask him to enlighten your minds, to purify your hearts, and sanctify your souls, and that you will always return by another way. And I promise to do the same.